It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. And, of course, Judy joins us on a Thursday morning. Her book, she's a co-author of course. I have to laugh here. We're a little long here, but long in the tooth, actually. She's the author of the Serotonin Power Diet, co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also of Simon Loses His Tummy. And ladies and gentlemen, if she survived this intro, she's still here right now. Dr. Workman, the stage is yours.
I think, according to Jill's prescription, maybe I ought to take some potatoes in order to decrease my stress at the moment.
Your stress, my stress.
Our stress.
Okay. So anyway, I'm very happy, Jill, to be able to discuss what we're going to be discussing today, which is the fact that finally some scientists are recognizing the toll that antidepressant medication has had on the weight of people who are taking these medications. You know, antidepressants, mood stabilizers that people take for bipolar disorder, and, you know, even more robust in medicines that people are taking for schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. But finally, a group of scientists have come along and said, look, this is a totally overlooked problem that's contributing to obesity, the fact that people who are on these medications for these mental disorders are gaining weight, and they are really significantly more likely to gain weight than somebody in the general population. So the study was done out of England. It would have been nice if somebody in the United States had done the study as well, because we have millions and millions of people who are also taking antidepressants. But the study was done out of England, published last spring in the British Medical Journal, and the researchers looked at electronic records of about almost 55,000 people who were on antidepressants or related medications, or were not, just people from the general population, and looked at their weight over a period of about 10 years. And contrary to what most people believe about the side effect of weight gain on medications like Prozac or Lexapro or Paxil or all these other medications, what the belief has been, you may be gaining weight for maybe a month or two or 3 months, maybe 15 or 20 pounds, and then, the side effect will go away and you'll be okay and just, eat better and exercise and don't worry about it. Well, what they found was that the weight continued through the first year, through the second year, and for some people it might even continue as long as 6 years. People were continuing to gain weight. And these were people who were not overweight or obese when they started taking the medications, although some, of course, were, because that's the general population these days. But many of them were totally normal weight, who, as I've been saying for years, they never had a weight problem before they went on this medication. And then they found themselves becoming overweight or obese because the medications made it difficult for them to stop eating. But the problem with the study is that it only looked at electronic records, so there was no way of interviewing the patients and saying, well, what was going on? What were you eating? What did you find most difficult about controlling your food intake? None of that was available. But we do know from other studies, many studies in which doctors are sort of talking about, there are six or seven patients who are gaining weight, that what happens is that people find themselves unable to stop eating. They just don't feel satisfied after a meal, and they find themselves craving carbohydrates. And I don't know how much of an impact this is going to make in the United States. I know we haven't heard, a peep from the pharmaceutical companies that are making these drugs. And the psychiatric community has not gotten up and said, wow, we're going to start a Weight Watchers or something like that for people who are gaining weight on the medications that we're prescribing. So I hope that this very well-done study is going to have an impact on what's happening in our country. Still waiting. But yeah. I have to say that I posted this blog on Psychology Today online, which where my blogs usually are posted, and I've gotten so many emails from people saying, yep, that's me, that's my son, that's my relative, this is what's happened to me. People are responding because they know that it is such a common side effect.
Here's the good news. It's true. And now maybe after all of this time of people just saying, oh, it couldn't be true, or let's just shove our head in the sand or shove this under the rug or because, you know, it's really hard to market something that is going to make you just put on an act. Even, yes, you'll feel better, but, you know, you're also going to gain 70 pounds and in a minute.
But, you know,
and the side effect, that should so be part of the conversation. I was talking to somebody else recently who has just begun physical therapy, and I said, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if this had been done before? And the person said, you know, doctors said I didn't need it. Like, yeah, but they should have said you did need it.
That's right.
And what we're dealing with is, as things trickle down to actual, sorry about this word, but execution or implementation.
Right.
People find out that, wow, you know, the top line situation isn't necessarily the same when you're trying to put it into practice.
Yeah.
And there are enough people on these meds to know, well, it's got to be coming from somewhere.
That's exactly right. But the couple of problems. First of all, you know, if you're depressed and you go or you're dealing with bipolar disorder and you go off to your doctor initially and you get the prescription, you probably are not going to be in the mental state to start thinking about going off to a weight loss support group like Weight Watchers or joining a gym, because you're depressed or you're contending with cycling from mania to depression. You know, weight and exercise is not going to be the first thing on your mind. The first thing is, you know, let my emotional state become stable. But the point is, eventually it does, you know, maybe within 3 or 4 weeks or perhaps a little longer, and you go back to your doctor for, you know, a follow-up session, a follow-up visit, and the doctor at that point should say, okay, you know, you are vulnerable to gaining weight because we know these drugs are going to hijack your appetite control and make you unable to stop snacking or to stop eating very large meals. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a diet plan. We're going to try to get you involved in exercise, but we're trying to do something to counteract the effects of the drug on your eating. It never happens. Or if it happens, the doctor says, oh, go to Weight Watchers. Oh, stop eating carbohydrates. You know, with absolutely no idea of what is happening in the brain and whether the diet is going to be possible to follow. Because if a doctor says, stop eating carbohydrates, when your brain is saying, eat carbohydrates, then what's going to happen? You're going to eat the carbohydrates, but you're going to eat the wrong kind and continue to gain weight. So nobody, no national group or movement or organization has come across with any kind of workable plan. And, you know, Jill, I'll leave you this. If you are on government chemotherapy and you lose your hair, you have an enormous number of people who will tell you how to deal with the fact that you don't have any hair. There'll be people who will give you a wig for free. There will be people who will tell you how to tie a scarf. There will be people who will counsel you when your hair should start growing back. And we know that that is a reversible side effect. But you do not have the same people who will say, you know, you're going to be gaining weight on this particular medication, but this is what you should be doing. Yeah. Nobody.
No.
And, how much longer do we have to wait?
Immediately would be fine, as my dear departed friend Mark used to say about food to the waitress.
Glorious.
No, he was after we waited for a while, he would say, oh.
Yeah.
Could we get the bread? Immediately would be fine.
Yeah. Well, that's just hope that eventually people who are dealing with this totally unnecessary and unwanted side effect that really does impact, as we said before, their life.
Their entire lives and the lives of those around them. And that's the fact. This is a side effect. If people were to say, you know, hey, your arm's going to fall off, wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah. And do something about it.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, if you are gaining so much weight, and people do, especially on medications for mood disorders, they can go from being a normal weight to being 75 pounds overweight. Don't tell me that doesn't have impact on your life. You may not, if you're looking for a job, you may not be hired. Your social life becomes totally fraught with people who are looking at you as if you're now this undisciplined overeater that obviously can't control your life because you're so overweight now. You can't go to a Weight Watchers meeting and say, oh, hello, you know, I don't overeat just because of emotions. I overeat because I'm taking this drug. You really want to stand up in front of 100 people and say that? And that is the issue these people are facing. Nobody wants to go around with a little sign on their chest saying, don't look at me because I'm fat. You know, I'm just taking a drug that's making me this way. And so these people are in a horrible situation, and of course, many of them become depressed again as because of the effect of their weight.
And this is something we're going to bang on about, because that is, after all, the purpose of the book. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
And, of course, you can hear Dr. Judy Wortman right here on Robin Hood Radio on Thursday mornings and also on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Dr. Judy Wortman and Food for Mood.